those never worked out because no one was, I was ghosted. 100%.
I feel like, desperate when I do that.
Oh, like I was desperate. Yeah. I was absolutely like, I needed this. I needed it.
We are back for another episode of Prugogi Pod, and I have two special guests rather than one. And so we have Janice and Emily from 4 Years Later podcast. Say hi, what's up? Hi. Oh my gosh.
Hannah actually introduced us this time versus me forgetting last time. Yeah,
yes. And so, yeah, if you guys didn't check out my episode on 4 Years Later, please go ahead and do that. But today we are going to talk a little bit about dating because I'm very single. And so I feel like I always need the dating advice. And I just like need a second opinion, you know, like what else are like girl gangs for?
Exactly.
We met online, yeah?
Yeah.
We're internet friends. How else does it work when you're in LA? And so we turned from online to IRL at Mall Market. Speaking of, check out Modu Studio if you guys haven't already. They are a content studio based out of LA. And so Prugogi Podcast has partnered with Modu. And so, yeah, be sure to check out all their details in the show notes below. So you guys both went to college here.
Yeah.
Rival UCLA. School.
Yes, we're friends. I know. I can't believe how close Emily's sitting. Honestly, you guys are kind of wearing opposite colors.
Yeah. So that makes sense.
That's true.
Yeah, that totally
Janice neutral.
Yeah.
I am neutral. Oh, neutral. I am neutral now. I'm a traitor, as they call it.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Are you going to
I got into USC with a scholarship.
Full ride scholarship.
Oh my gosh, congrats.
Thank you.
Wait, when are you starting?
July 24th.
Oh my god!
I know, it's soon.
That's so soon.
I'm not telling people because it hurts my heart a little to be a Trojan.
Okay, well, you told the entire internet just now.
I know, everyone did it by accident. Hurt.
Yeah. Okay, so okay, nice.
Wait, that's so crazy.
That's so exciting.
It was scary for a second because there was a possibility that Janice was going to go to school like out of state.
Yeah.
Oh.
And so I was a little nervous.
Right.
We manifested it. We really did. The day before I got the email, we were driving in the car and Emily and I were talking about manifestation. So we just started saying everything we wanted out loud and the next day, boom.
Yes.
Shut up.
And the next day, literally the next morning.
My dad has been preaching love, abundance, gratitude. And so I feel like that mentality of like manifesting falls right in line with that.
That is a very deep dad.
Oh yeah, no, me and my dad like this. Me and my dad, same person. So love, abundance, gratitude. You guys are gonna be hearing a lot about that. But yeah, I guess just speaking about love.
great transition.
Today we're gonna be talking about the talking stage.
It's really hard to get past the talking stage, I think.
Okay, right?
Because you lose interest really quickly, I think. Mm-hmm. Or I don't know.
We're opposites in that, but please go ahead.
Wait, really?
Dude, okay. I was literally talking to my roommate about this yesterday. I was like, oh, I kind of want to start dating again, but I'm going to get crazy. And then she was like, what do you mean? I was like, I get obsessive when I'm like talking to somebody. And she goes, oh my God, you do. She was like, oh my God, you literally get like fixated on them. And I'm like, yeah, I think it's my ADHD. Like, I literally think I get hyperfixated on a person.
Oh, I do the same thing.
Do you?
Yeah. And, like, the minute, it's so, so bad where, like, the minute I'm matching, I'm, like, trying to imagine, like, okay, what's our life in 5 years? Could we actually be something? And then usually it was yes because I was insane.
Right.
And so then, like, you try to, like, really focus on making it work.
Yes.
But for why?
For what? Well, I feel like for me, it's like I'm so I'm so obsessed with like the idea that I've like portrayed about
this
that.
Man that you built a profile on.
I don't know. I will take one teeny detail and like build a story around it. Yes. You know?
I totally get it. Mm-hmm. But like, I think the reason why, so I get obsessive too, but I don't know if it's because I'm bored because I'm living by myself and I just like want somebody to talk to and like fulfill all these dreams about this person.
Right.
Or if it's like, I'm actually, I want to be with this one guy specifically.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm. I feel that.
But I say that sometimes the talking stage like burns out fast for me and gives me the ick, because once we start texting and he's like, the daydream in my head is not matching the person.
Right, right.
I get icked out and I start convincing myself that this isn't the guy. But I also think recently, maybe because I'm more jaded now, that like I have all these mechanisms to be like, don't get obsessive, don't get clingy, don't get attached. Like you don't know this person. And I try to distance myself so much.
Right.
That I end up just icking myself out.
Oh, wait. It's like funny how like, right, you probably like incorporated all these mechanisms to be able to like draw boundaries.
Yes.
But then it went to the opposite extreme of like, far. Oh, I don't like you.
Yeah. 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 I actually hate you. I can't talk to you. You're disgusting.
No, yeah. Okay. Wait. So what are some of these like tools that you use to like not get so attached?
Emily knows all of them, which is
like, I'm like trying to go through Janice's like all her dates right now.
But I think one of them is I don't name them, and when I save them on my phone, I don't save them on my phone, so it's just a number.
Okay.
And that is like distance to me, because when that number pops up on my phone, I'm like, oh, it's not XX whatever,
right?
And it creates that distance. But then also, I try not to text them too much.
Oh,
it's not a game for me. It's not like, oh, he texted me 4 hours later, well, I'm gonna text him 6 hours later. It's like, oh, okay, I texted him once or I texted him twice, like he's gonna text me back and I'm going to wait and I'm not gonna respond immediately, because I don't want to like start having a conversation with him and getting super into it, and then it's just like,
right,
what if he ghosts me?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Always having to show that like you have the control.
Yeah,
in like, the conversation.
I have a life. I'm not just sitting on my couch texting you.
Yeah, Jess, busy. She lives alone. Like, never gets
unemployed. Just like a lot to do.
Just waiting for school to start.
Yeah. Okay. It's a lot.
It is.
Honestly, like daily, just waking up, making myself coffee,
getting out of bed.
Exactly. Hard. Yeah, I feel that. Okay. Exactly. And so you wait a little bit to respond.
Yeah, I try to.
Okay. Well, in the talking stage, what are your thoughts on double texting?
You have thoughts.
I do have thoughts. I think I did everything in my power not to.
It's kind of
really
crazy. Not to double text. Okay.
I mean, when you're like just starting, like double texting in terms of like I text and then he doesn't respond for like like a day. There are very few times where I've been like, so like, how are you? Like trying to like restart the conversation, because like, I'm like, oh wait, this is it. This is the one. Like I need to like hang on to this guy.
Right.
Anyways, those never worked out because no one was, I was ghosted. 100%.
I feel like, desperate when I do that.
Oh, like I was desperate. Yeah. Like, I was absolutely like, I needed this. I needed it.
Right.
And then obviously, yeah.
Right.
Fizzled out.
You see, but then like parts of me, I'm like, sometimes I will double text because I'm like, dude, why am I making it so weird? You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, I like, maybe if I double text, it shows that I don't care. Like, I don't care.
What reason would you double text and like not care?
Oh, shoot.
Yeah.
If I like actually don't like him, you know what I mean?
But okay, if you don't like him, I love exploring.
Explore.
If you don't like, so you guys are having a conversation, right? And
right.
You respond to whatever he says. Maybe you add something flirty and funny. And then you wait a day and he doesn't respond. What is it that you say to him that you've been like dying to say?
To be honest, I think it would be, I would hope that if I am double texting someone, I have already met them. And so it would be like alluding to something that we already talked about. Like, it's not quite an inside joke because we're probably like not at that stage.
Right. Yet.
But like, oh my gosh, wait, I like talked to my cousin about this and he was like, drive by his house and then take a picture and then be like, oh my God, I guess where I am and just pass. And I was like, you're literally insane.
So creepy. Also, how would you know where he lives?
Oh, she would find out. Yeah. She's like a crazy.
Easy.
Like,
oh,
so
yeah, easy. That's true. Or like, but then he would be like, how do you know where I live?
If they say like, oh yeah, I live in WeHo, like maybe I'll just like drive through WeHo. Like, do you know this? Do you know this ice cream store?
Is this where you live?
I know what your rent is. I looked it up. Oh my God, yeah.
Hey, I'm considering moving into the unit below you.
That's so weird. Why don't I just move in?
Yeah, come over and
cost
see?
Effective.
Yeah. It'll be fine.
Okay, I think that makes sense. If you're double texting and something reminds you about him.
Yeah, texting. Right. Yeah.
I feel like guys also, we've experienced that too, where guys will be like, oh yeah, like this that we talked about on our date. Like,
right.
I totally see that happening.
Yeah. And so I think that would be the reason. But then also, okay, my statement before when I said like, if I'm double texting him, I probably don't like him that much. That's a lie. Because like, if I didn't like him that much, I would just take it.
We're all thinking it. It's okay. See, we knew. That's why I was trying to explore that statement that you were talking about.
Yeah, fair, mm-hmm. fair, mm-hmm. fair.
For me, I think I agree with everything. Like, I don't really double text because I feel like he'll think I'm desperate.
Right.
And I'm like, hey, we don't chase, we attract.
Yes. Right? Yes,
girly.
But I think there is also a limit when you're texting. I'm not going to text him like five things. Yes. I think the max for me is 3. And if I like the person, 4. But 4 feels a lot. Like 4 single
four
lines.
4 bubbles? Oh my God.
Bubbles. Oh. 4 bubbles.
What? Oh my God.
The length also matters. Like, I'm not texting him 4 long paragraphs.
Uh-huh.
4 bubbles. And each bubble, maybe like 2 to 3 sentences.
But, like, let's say the guy you're talking to only texts in, like, one big, long text. I feel like when I talk to someone, I change my texting style to match theirs.
I would start like that, but I hate having to consolidate 4 different subjects or 3 different subjects into one long text.
With the whole, like, bubble thing, I'm like, the bubbles end up getting, like, longer and longer and, like, much more. Like, it just multiplies.
Yeah.
Because, like, inevitably, one subject will lead to others. And so, like, I feel like I always end up texting a lot. And, like, I don't know how to slow it down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yes. Totally.
Like, how do I voice to someone that I just started talking to, haven't met yet? Sorry, I don't want to text you. Like, I would rather do this in person.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
I see. I think then I start to pick 1 or 2 that I can respond to, but also leave a little trap for him to be like, let's meet in person.
I'm like,
and then once he suggests that, I ignore all the other bubbles.
Oh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. Yeah.
Makes it look like you forgot to respond, but really it's very strategic.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think it is very tough. I didn't realize how technical this was until we started talking, but I used to text the guy based on how he texts, but then I'm like, why am I changing for you? I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing because if things end up going well and we end up together, I don't want to have to change my texting back to the way it was. So I'm going to establish the line that this is like how I text and you can conform. You can accept it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And that's just the way I do it.
No. I think that's very healthy.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
I'm slowly getting there because I think I'm just tired.
Mm.
Like, I keep saying this on every episode that we do, that I'm so tired to a point where right now I'm just trying to do whatever works for me. And then if that person isn't willing to understand, then I can't.
I feel like, there's a switch, right? Like, when you were texting and talking to people in college, like, I'm sure you were, like, probably a little more obsessive and, like, maybe more desperate.
Because it's more that energy, you know?
Yeah.
Like when you first started jog, you're like, I'm going to prove myself. I'm going to do this.
Work is work.
And then now, like, 2 years past, you're like, I'm over it.
Yeah. I think that's exactly the way dating is. Like, the way that we go about dating is so different in your mid to late 20s.
Don't say this.
Yeah, right. I know.
Right.
It's bad.
I feel.
But you know what I mean? Like, it's just different now.
Yeah. No, I agree. I feel like I think I'm a little torn. Like, I think parts of me have, like, reflected on my dating life, and I'm like, have I been, like too picky, like, too type A, and, like, not understanding enough? Because, right, like, we as humans have, like, scenarios that we, like, can't help. And so if someone, like, flakes on a date, like, I'm like, okay, like, you're cut off. But then, like, I think about, like, a friend, right? Like, even if it's, like, a new friend, like, if they flake on a hangout, like, yeah, I'm gonna be, like, a little bit salty, but then, like, chances are, like, we're gonna still hang out eventually, you know? And, like, they still get a second chance.
You're right.
And so, like, between that and being, like, I deserve the best, like, I deserve someone who wants to plan and, like, plan ahead and, like, text me, like, enthusiastically and, like, not dry, I just, like, I don't know what my...
Well, to play devil's advocate, though, like, when you're meeting a friend for the first time, normally you meet people, like, because you have mutual friends, or, like, someone can, like, vouch for them, like, oh, they're cool, like, you should hang out with them. But a lot of times when you're dating, like, they gotta step it up, like, day one. That's how I look at it.
That's true. Because
higher standards for someone that you don't know, right?
Right. And so, forgot to mention this, but Emily is married. she has dating experience, obviously, but she's quite married. Your husband's name is Barry. And so with Barry, like, did you know him prior, or, like, did you have mutuals?
We had no mutual friends, nothing. We met on Hinge. Like, he was, I expected a lot. There was nothing that I could have gone off.
And
for him.
And he stepped up.
I don't even know if he stepped up.
Do you think he met during COVID?
Yeah, so it's just like
the height of COVID.
Very much
virtual
so.
Dating.
Oh,
like FaceTiming, like, kind of thing.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But then like, when once we were able to, like, start actually talking over the phone instead of, like, going through text and stuff, like, he didn't have a lot of red flags. They're beige flags. Have you seen that trend?
No.
Oh, TikTok. It's like every video is a beige. It's basically like, it's not a red flag,
but it's not like green either.
It's like a yellow flag, but they've just been calling it beige.
Oh, yeah. Okay. But it's also like, it's kind of quirky.
It's kind of quirky.
It's harmless.
It's very harmless.
Okay, I see. Okay. So, like, one of Barry's beige flag, I feel like I've told you this before, but it's he didn't want to switch from Hinge to asking for my number because he had never been on Hinge before, but there's a disclaimer apparently when he opened the app that says, like, be careful when sharing your number because for safety reasons and all these things.
He listens to and disclaimers? So he was like,
oh my god, does he read private policy?
Sometimes I do.
Oh my god. I don't know if he read that part, but I guess there was some banner that came up, like, when we started talking. And
that doesn't come up for me.
Didn't come up for me either.
Yeah, I don't recall this banner. I don't know. This is what he told me, and he still stands by it today. He's like, no, there was some messaging that said, like, be wary.
His hand is extra safe.
Yeah.
I'm not like that.
Like, super, super safe. And so we went to Instagram instead, but I suggested Instagram because he wasn't asking for my number. But even after, like, we had already been talking well into the talking stage, he told me, he was like, no, like, I wasn't sure what to do. I wasn't sure if that was, like, safe to do, because we could still talk through the app, technically.
Oh my god!
And he didn't know the etiquette of Hinge.
Right.
Like, we're, like, trying to get the fuck off that.
Right. Yeah. Right. Mm-hmm. He's like, this girl's gonna drive by my house if I give her my number.
I know.
Vancouver.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh. Oh, okay. Okay. That
Wait,
makes
but
sense.
Then technically, to Hannah's question, then you were understanding versus not.
But I was also in my desperate girl, like, phase still.
So should we all be kind of desperate?
I don't know if the answer is to be desperate. Mm-hmm. I think, like, I regret that part of my life.
You I think? Really, okay, I have this theory that psycho girls get guys.
I agree.
And chill girls, whatever the fuck that means, don't get guys.
I agree.
Wait, I always feel like whenever I see a really cool girl, like, I'm always like, oh, she probably has a boyfriend.
No,
underlyingly, she's psycho if she has a boyfriend.
Yep.
I think you have to be a little psycho.
But guys say they want chill girls, but they don't. But they actually don't.
They don't.
Look at who their girlfriend, psycho girls.
Right. And so the reason I'm not in a relationship is because
I'm just chill.
You're too chill.
I'm too psychotic. Not psycho at all. I was actually, I was dating a few guys. Ooh. Never mind. I was thinking about dating people. And my mom was like, Janice, this time around, don't be so like appeasing to ever, or is that the word, appeasing? Where if a guy does something to piss me off, I'm not like, oh, I understand. Let me think about it from his side and overthink and explain for him without even asking. She's like, you just need to talk to him and confront him, or like say what pisses you off, say what you like. And I was like, mother, you want me to be an obedient child,
but like
go around. And it's not in my character to do that. But I started realizing that's kind of what being a psycho girl is. Like, you just say what's on your mind. Like, that pissed me off.
Oh, my gosh.
Like, I didn't like that.
Wait. Yeah, I think a big example of that is, like, I like, need communication. Like, I need you to respond to me in a timely manner. And, like I said, enthusiastically.
Yes.
But, like, do you think it's allowed in the talking stage to like voice to a guy, like, I need more communication from you?
Yes.
You think so?
I think you set the stage, because the first time you meet him in the first few months, that's going to be the best he's ever going to be.
And puppy is on behavior.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And like, I think in order for you guys to make things work, you both need to be honest about what you need now. It's not like, oh, I'll say it when we're together. Because what if he doesn't like that version of you that needs more communication? Oh, eventually, you're going to learn, but then you're going to learn later on when you're so attached that it hurts more. I don't know. I'm single.
Wait, what do you think, Emily?
I feel like that's a huge red flag if someone is like, right? Like, for me, the talking stage, like, it's like very early, right?
It's like 1 to 5 dates, I think.
I guess maybe if it was like closer to like the fourth or the fifth date.
Fourth or fifth, yes.
Maybe I would say something like in a playful way, like, oh, like you're a horrible texter or like something like that.
Oh.
But I feel like also if you're at like the fourth or the fifth date and like they're just not giving like communication to you, I would probably start backing away. Just because, like, that's obviously who they are, right, as a person. That's how they treat their friends. Like,
right.
So why am I going to try to change them to be, like, a more, like, enthusiastic texter?
I don't think I would try to change them or say it, like, I need more communication from you. I'd probably joke about it, make a joke, or try to hint around it. Like, if he said hi, I'd be like, oh, haven't heard from you in a while, LOL, or something like that, just to see where things go from there.
Yeah, right. I could see saying that.
It wouldn't be very direct, but it would kind of hit around it. A lot of things I think that we want to find out about guys has to be very subtle, like the jokes that we make or the things that we say. We always talk about this because, like, we found a few things about this guy I went on a date with that were kind of, I guess, beige flags. I don't know. But you can't just ask. Like, he was a full-on 30-year-old.
Full-on 30, huh?
Like, living in, like, a university apartment. I was like, why?
Yeah. When we know he doesn't go to school.
Sorry, that's just here. Like, that's a little creepy.
See? So then you can't just ask that because, first of all, how did I find this out?
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. My God.
So then you kind of have to hint around it and lead him there. It's exhausting.
Right.
But I think that's how you do it versus not saying anything at all or being like, why do you live there?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You see, I think I'm like almost trying to take the more why do you live there, like direct approach because I don't want to be passive. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Sometimes, like, mm-hmm. it can come off as, like, passive or even passive-aggressive if I'm like, ha, like, wow, it's been so long since we just, you know, like, long time no talk, yeah. right? And so there has been a time, like, relatively recently where I, like, felt comfortable enough to be like, dude, you haven't responded to me in, like, this, in this many days, like, I need a little bit more communication from you. And he was actually like, oh yeah, no, totally. Like, I'm sorry, I had all this going on, but it never got fixed. Like, I voiced it and then it didn't get fixed. And so I feel like when I'm more direct, I expect there to be like
actual change.
Yeah, exactly. But then if I'm passive, I can't expect a direct change.
That's because you don't know if they're understanding what you're saying mm-hmm. if you're passive.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So when what ended up happening?
Oh, it ended.
It's like fizzle?
I mean, she's single.
Well, I was like, I don't deserve this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like I was just like, okay, I think I've given you enough chances. Like, cause I was in my like, I wouldn't say desperate era, but I was in my understanding era where I was like maybe a bit too understanding.
Yeah.
And so I was like, you know what? Why am I dealing with this? Yeah. Like, why are we doing this right now? You know? Yeah. And so I was just like, oh, I don't need. And like, ever since I ended it, I was like, oh, nothing is missing in my life. Like, I'm completely fine.
Yeah.
Like, I just have like,
that's when you know.
Mental space to, I have mental space because I'm no longer like, why isn't he texting me back?
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I know exactly what you're saying because I feel that too with someone I was seeing. You think that it's actually worse if he leaves or you end things, but it's not.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about so many things like how he's reading your text, what he's thinking about, what he's doing. Like, why isn't he texting? How many times you're texting?
How many freaking bubbles there are. Yeah.
The all blues of that. And the grays.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Exactly. Yeah. No, for real.
I think like being direct is definitely like probably the most healthy way to go. Like the fact that you just like straight up told them is like, it's like pretty badass.
Uh-huh.
I feel like me as a person, I could maybe work on being more direct in general. I feel like my first response to like most situations to like, how can I fix this problem with the least amount of collateral damage possible? Like, how can I make sure like we get this fixed without me having to like spell it out to them? Because part of it's maybe too like I expect there to be, if I can give you a hint, like, can you not take a hint? And if you can't take a hint, then like, maybe you're just stupid. Like,
right.
Like, then I don't want to be with you.
Right. You're testing their IQ.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, okay.
But I do applaud you for sure. Like, I think that's definitely like a good way. If you can manage to like get to that place with someone where you can just straight up be like, hey, like this sucks. I want to be able to like talk to you more.
Right.
And they can respect that. That's good.
Yeah. But I do think like it always like takes a little bit of like letting go in order to be direct, because I have to almost be willing to lose the guy because I'm saying something directly that I like don't like, because otherwise it doesn't, like if I'm too invested in like oh my god, I have to keep him, like if I say something wrong, you know what I mean? Like I will drive myself crazy and like not be able to like say the things that I want to.
Okay, but here's a question. Do you think, to your point about boys are being dumb, I don't know if guys think the way we do when they text. Like, I do that with you because I know exactly what you're going to think if I text you something with a period, with an exclamation mark, with a freaking smiley face.
We literally had this, conversation yesterday, but
But I don't think boys do that. I think boys, when they read it, they're like, oh, she's saying this. Like, maybe if, to your point, like, if you are direct, if I was direct to you, you'd be like, whoa, Janice.
Be like, we need to chat.
Yeah.
Right.
Right? Like, oh, conversation. If I sent you a text with a period, you would be like, what is happening right now?
Right.
But to a guy, I don't think he reads the period. He's just like, cool, she's
doing this.
Right? Because every time I text a guy and he's like straightforward, or I'm straightforward and he doesn't react, I'm like, what is, do you know what's happening right now? I'm mad. I'm mad because I use the period. But over their heads.
No, no.
So even when you think you're being passive aggressive, I don't think they think that.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, that's true. I almost feel like, this might sound like, this is just how I respond. But like when I'm texting someone, I like, I'm fully in the conversation. Yeah. Yeah. Whereas guys, I think it's just, oh, let me just respond.
I have no idea what goes on in their head, but I think it's less than we think.
Oh yeah, like we're over here, like we're on, Janice will be screen sharing the conversation and we're on FaceTime. I'm like, okay, type this. And then we're like trying to like workshop it together because that's how much fucking work it takes to be in it.
Yeah, know? No, for sure. And then you just like need a second opinion of like, am I being psycho or am I not being psycho enough?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Oh, and then also I've noticed in like just dating in general, like I feel like my type A personality like comes out. Yes. Like I hate when people are late. Yeah. I hate when they like just don't know how to like plan shit. Do you know what I mean?
Exactly.
GA.
Yeah. Set it up. Make a reservation.
Yeah.
It's always, it's the greenest of green flags. If I'm getting a text that's saying like, this is the place, this is the time, like, see you there. Like, but that never happens.
Wait, yeah. Did that happen with Barry?
No, we planned it together, but it was because it was like so COVID-y.
Oh, right.
COVID-y.
It was very COVID-y time, but I feel like, I don't even know if I had a situation that I can even recall that was like so direct and so easily planned. And like, I knew for sure what my plan was going to be the next day or the weekend.
Right. Because wait, have you guys had this experience where the guy will be like, oh, like, what are you doing this weekend? And like, you'll respond. And then he's like, oh yeah, let's hang out. And like, let's just hang, like, Saturday or Sunday? Or are you talking about Friday? And I'm like, what fucking time?
I like to know, like, 2 days in advance if possible because I have a life.
Yeah, literally, I like to know what's going on. And I feel like back when I was dating and I was in my very, like, psychotic girl era still, like, I hated the idea of not having a plan for the weekend. Like, I needed to make sure that, like, every second of my Saturday and Sunday was booked solid.
Yeah.
And so if I didn't know when the date was, like, this is horrible, but like I would like reserve that time, like a certain time frame, like, oh, but I might have a date.
It's so annoying.
It's so bad. And then inevitably, you know, like it maybe wouldn't get planned or like whatever, but I'd be stressing until like the day of, and then like he would usually text me like that afternoon or like yes or no or like where should we go.
So freaking, and I'm very guilty of reserving times for people just because they said, like, oh, maybe we could hang out this day. Or like, oh, like, what do you do? You know, like, there's nothing solid.
Yeah.
But actually, like, when I was hanging out with my friends in Korea, like, some of them were, like, being unresponsive and we were supposed to, like, hang out, but there wasn't solid plans. Mm-hmm. And so literally the message I sent was, I'm going to take off my makeup. So, like, you need to tell me if we're meeting or not. And my guy friend got it immediately. He's like, Hannah, come to this bar right now.
Oh, my God.
Like, come right now. Do not take off your makeup.
That's how you need to be.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's so funny. I was like, oh, my guy friends know that if I take off my fucking makeup, we're done for the day.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe what we need to text this man is, like, I'm going to go to sleep. Or, like, I don't.
And then what is he going to respond? Without me?
Yeah.
God. Okay, I don't know. I was going to say, like, I don't know. I really don't know how to get them. And I don't understand. I assume that when a guy is born, his mother, someone teaches him that he's the one to initiate. Like, at a club, at a bar. Uh-huh. I know it's 2023, but I want the guy to come to me. I am not there yet. I'm going to go up to him.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what to say.
Absolutely
I wasn't
not.
Trained for this.
No.
It was only in recent years where I discovered I have to approach a man or can. But like, this man has probably had 20 years of practice.
Yeah.
Or exactly. I assume.
Freaking terrifying. Because, okay, I was literally out yesterday with one of my girlfriends. Yeah. And like, we were walking out and then there was this table of guys. And in my head, I went, oh shit, like they are so cute.
Oh my God.
And then behind me, like my friend was thinking, oh shit, that, like, he has a nice sweater, that one has a good face, like whatever. Oh. So he walked out and she went, oh my God, that group of guys was so cute. And I was like, shut up, why are we thinking the same thing? And then she was like, okay, but like, what would we have said? I don't know.
We don't have practice yet.
And so, you know what we came up with?
What?
She goes, just go up to them and be like, hi, you're cute.
Oh!
But then I was like,
That's really bold.
If you say the sweater thing, you'd be like, I like your sweater.
Right. But yeah. you know what's happened in the past when I've done that? They go, oh, thanks.
That's it. Okay, then no.
Yeah.
I went up to a guy and I said, I like your jacket because I honestly really liked his jacket. And he's like, thanks, my girlfriend got it for me.
Oh! Wait, applause, because that girlfriend trained him well. Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's great.
That's wild.
But I was genuinely curious. So I was like, I was like, that's really cool. She has great fashion sense. Where did you get it? Because it had a skier in the back. And I love to ski. So it worked out fine, but I was like, wow. That really backfired on me.
Right.
Hey,
you're a little bit tougher because of rejection, you know?
Oh my God.
But you know what? We do everything at this point. I just want him to do one thing.
Yeah. No, first, I feel.
And initiate it.
Yeah.
Exactly. You know?
I completely agree. Yeah.
I have one question to ask you guys.
Yeah.
Do you ever feel like when you're at the talking stage, even if it's the first few dates, you have this need to fill an awkward silence? Like, how do you approach that now?
For me, I'm literally just like my dad, cannot deal with an awkward silence. Same. Like, I will talk about nothing. Like, I will sound stupid before, like, there is an awkward silence. But then, okay, there was one time we were in an Uber, me, my sister, and like some friends, and I was sitting in the front seat, and she was like, Hannah, why are you humming? Like, was literally like, you're humming all the time. And I'm like, oh, it's because like, I don't want it to be silent. She's like, that's so fucking awkward. Like, literally, why are you doing that? And then I was like,
oh my God.
So that was the turning point where I was like, you know what? I'm gonna let awkward silences be awkward silences.
Or else you're going to make it more awkward. Well,
otherwise,
awkward.
I'm going to make it more awkward because I'm going to start humming. And so I've just now, if there's nothing to, like, if I'm asking 90% of the questions, I will just kind of stop, like, and let it be awkward so that he can, like, take initiative and, like, ask me something. You know what I mean?
I'm with you on that.
I think that's exactly how it's supposed to go.
Yeah.
For sure.
But I don't think he thinks it's awkward. I've been in a situation where I ask all the questions, I'm talking all the time, and I'm exhausted, so I stop.
Right.
And he's just like eating his meal.
He's fine.
I'm like, okay, this is when I know it's not going to work out, but what do you do during it?
Yeah.
Like, how do I get out of it?
Dude, I will drink my entire glass of water. I will literally chug the entire thing and be like, can I get more water?
Yeah, I'm like, I need to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Stays in the bathroom.
It's like, why did she go to the bathroom three times during a 1 hour day?
I don't care. I'm never going to see him again.
Yeah. Janice and I were like trained to talk and fill every awkward silence because we were campus tour guides.
We
like literally there was no silence unless you were like taking a swig of water, but like I feel like we were completely trained to be really good at filling every silence. It's definitely an art.
Yeah, but then also I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh my God, maybe I should just let it be.
I agree. Even with texting, you can feel the awkward silence.
Fizzles and you're like, oh shit, what do we talk about now?
And usually I think I would grasp at things to say, but this time I'm like, my time is better spent elsewhere.
No, that's literally happening right now because like this guy, the joke has been played out.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
No.
And it's been played out, and so I'm like, frick, am I gonna ghost you? Because like he just never, there was never anything else. It was that one joke for our entire message history. And I'm like, oh my God.
You're like, where's it? This isn't going anywhere.
It's literally not
fun anymore.
It's not even funny.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Yeah. I'm with you.
Yeah. Also just did that.
I'm talking to this one guy and we're talking about skiing, but it's like, okay,
how much
are we
can you fucking
done?
Talk about skiing?
Yeah. Like, I don't know where this is going anymore. Are we just pen pals at this point?
Right. Yeah. And he needs to be the one to try to, like, find something else to talk about.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm trying. I'm dropping, like, clues or trying to nothing, so.
Okay.
At the same time, it's like, are you just a bad texter, but in person, you could actually have a great conversation? Do I need to meet you to be able to realize that I want to ghost you or not ghost you?
Right.
I feel like before I definitely felt the same way. I'm like, no, I need to give this guy another chance because maybe he just isn't very good at texting. But at the same time, now I'm feeling like texting is part of everyone's everyday life. Like, we all are good at texting. We've been doing it for majority of our lives. Yep. So it's if you're not good at texting, I don't know what the excuse is anymore. If you're in your 30s and you don't know how to sustain a conversation over text, then you probably are just that same amount of boring in person. Mm. Or there's a good chance that you are.
Yeah. That's a good point.
Yeah. Right? Is there an excuse anymore of being a bad texter in 2023? That sucks, dude.
Oh my God.
If you're dating online too.
Yeah, get it together. I'm busy too.
Yeah, we all know how to text. We all know texting etiquette or around the same etiquette.
Right, right. No, for sure. Okay, so then, advice to people in the talking stage? Any last thoughts?
Be you. Really listen to your gut and don't try to morph yourself to his habits. Do you, and if it works out, it works out, and if it doesn't, then it was never going to in the first place.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
And maybe the directness that you've been practicing is
be your psycho girl era.
Yeah, truly,
that's the advice. Yes. In your psycho girl era. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because also I think a mindset that I've been trying to incorporate is no longer a scarcity mindset. I'm like, there's abundance. There are plenty of fish, Hannah's but dad. Where the frick are the fish? It's okay, we'll find them.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. So, that's pretty much it. But thank you guys so much for joining. This is so much
Thanks
fun.
For having us.
I feel like this could have gone for
forever.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. You guys are really in sync. That was insane, dude. Oh my gosh. But watch them be more in sync on their podcast four years later. You guys are on all platforms.
All platforms.
Yeah. And then check out their Instagram, their TikTok. Is there anything else I'm missing? Anything else you guys want to plug?
No, I don't think so. This was great. And we're obviously gonna hang out more. Every time we talk,
I need more updates,
We need your updates.
And then check us out next week for another episode with my friend Colin. Okay.